favorite interview of the day comes down to this guy from MTV, and he's interviewing Keanu Reeves.
Okay.
And this is right before Bill and Ted 3 comes out. So they're doing
This is an old interview.
Old interview. Just came out today, though. So this guy, first question out of the gate, kills the interview immediately.
Is Bill's voice going to come back naturally? Is it hard to get back into the actual voice, the cadence of Bill?
I played Ted. You just lost all of your cred, dude. That's right. That's what you should do right now, because you just lost all of your Bill and Ted cred. I don't know.
I thought in Bill and Ted 3 you were playing the other role. That's what happened.
Nice try. Nice try, Dave.
What's coming up next for you? What are you shooting next?
Oh, he got the hand. That's funny.
But I don't forget.
No. Damn it.
So does Bill come back to you, or is it hard for you to relive Bill?
The Bill voice again.
I'm Ted Theodore Logan. That's right. Bill S. Preston Esquire. No, we're two different people.
It must be frustrating for like older actors or actors that are sort of like iconic, and they're like, you know, they're in their 40s and 50s, and then they get interviewed by some like doofus Gen Zer who's like, so hey, how's it going being in the movies? Is this your first movie? What? I'm the Matrix.
Did you see that? Remember Blue Pill, Red Pill? That was me.
That was me.
I had to choose one. I'm Neo. This is the third Bill and Ted movie. Not the first one. The third one.
Right.
And maybe you should, I don't know, watch one of them before we have this interview. Oh, go rent John Wick. Three of those, too.
Right. Just do a little bit of research. Just a tiny bit of, you know, the second you put in Keanu, the first thing that pops up is the character he played in every movie he's ever been in. Just do it like a teensy-weensy bit of research. And the guy's there from MTV. It's not like he's there from, I don't know, this show.
Right.
But so for MTV, that's shameful.
Okay, so what is Keanu going to be remembered for? Is it Speed? Great movie, great role. Was it Bill and Ted? Was it The Matrix? Was it John Wick? What is he? Is it going to be known as John Wick forever or Ted?
The answer is it depends who you are. It depends who you are, because there's certain people that he is John Wick. He'll always be John Wick. And they see him walking down the street and they yell, hey, John. Like, he's not Ted. He's not Neo. Yeah. For me, it all depends on like how you know him. Like, I'm a girl, so I think about all the cute stories that he was in. Like, I look at him and I think of him from Parenthood.
Really?
Yeah, immediately. Because that's when I first met him. Like, sometimes it goes by when you first met somebody. I didn't know who Keanu Reeves, I mean, I knew his name, but I didn't really know who he was. Mm-hmm. And then I saw Parenthood and I was like, oh, this dude's awesome. So for me, he will always be the kid from Parenthood.
Not the guy from Speed who saves everybody on the bus from doing 55 miles an hour.
I liked that movie, but I already knew who he was by then.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? And I loved the Matrix movies, but I already knew who he was by the time he was like, he's definitely Neo, but I don't know.
Johnny Mnemonic. Is he that guy?
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It all depends on when you first met him, what movie you saw him in first that you were like, oh, this dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, for me, it was Parenthood. It just was. And then like, and also because I'm such a girl that when I think of him, I think of like, I'm surprised you didn't say Point Break, by the way.
I wasn't a big Point Break fan.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, it was an I-8 movie.
Right.
It wasn't one of those where, if it's on, I might watch it again, but I'm not. It's not a movie I buy. Bill and Ted is a movie I buy.
Right.
There's a John Wick movie out there right now. That's a movie I buy.
Todd and Parenthood, and then probably The Lake House.
Oh, God, that was a horrible movie.
But again, girl, you know, I think about how romantic that was. Sandra Bullock was like at the height of her career, and it was just so sweet, and the relationship they had. And, you know, as a girl, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? You just, I don't know. Comes down to when you met a guy.
Yeah. My kids think of him as John Wick. So when we watch Bill and Ted, I have to say, look, that's John Wick. Oh, that's John Wick?
Yeah. Right.
When we watch Neo, that's John Wick without hair and a beard. Oh, really? So, yeah, he's always going to be John Wick.
Right, right. I just feel bad for these actors that have to sit and be interviewed by kids that I have no idea who they are.
Mm-hmm. Watch a couple of movies. I mean, this probably one of the biggest movie stars we have.
Just go to YouTube. Watch a couple of clips if you don't have time to watch the whole movie. Which is so funny because I will binge watch a series in a weekend, which means I will watch 10 hours of something,
mm-hmm.
but I cannot sit through a 2-hour movie.
So you're not going to watch all three John. Well, you're not going to watch John Wick anyway. It's a movie you can't watch.
I can't watch it.
No, because the dog dies.
The dog. Yeah, exactly.
You just heard the dog died.
I heard the dog died. I was like, I'm never watching John Wick. That's the end of that. Never, never. Yeah.
But the new dog lives. The new dog doesn't die, but the first dog, it's the story. It's the whole reason behind the story.
Never saw Marley and Me, you know, anytime. And my boyfriend is really good with this because he will watch things for me first and be like, does a dog die? No. And I think there's even websites dedicated to does the dog die?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole list of movies and television shows that I can't watch because the dog dies.
So the cat, you don't really care?
Nah, kill all the cats.
Kill all the cats.
Kill the cats, kill the people, kill anything except the dog.
Yeah, you can't even watch Anchorman because a dog gets kicked, even though the dog doesn't get kicked. You could tell it's a stuffed animal dog. They pointed it out that it's a stuffed animal dog. You still can't watch it.
That's the moment I turn the movie off.
Jack Black is dead to you because he kicked the dog.
Dead. That's right. Screw him forever.